Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
A Canadian public school recently removed half of the books from its library in an attempt to make the resources more inclusive. Arundale Secondary School got rid of books such as The Diary of Anne Frank and The Hunger Games. The school system reasoned that its decision was a new equity-based book weeding process to ensure that books in the library promoted anti-racism, cultural responsiveness, and inclusivity. Now, we often hear how conservatives are for censorship when it comes to removing sexually explicit material from public schools. But here's a case where the authoritarian left would just like to remove everything because it doesn't meet their politically correct checklist. Now, books should be chosen based on their literary excellence and how they can shape students in a positive way instead of some idea of inclusivity.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at CommonwealthPolicyCenter.org.